The Buzz interview.
Yay.
Which a lot of times involves Buzz makes the sexy call.
Right.
Today, we'll put Buzz on the spot for about 10 minutes or so with a guy named Craig X, who, as we mentioned, is the Pope of Pot. So he's ready to go on the air with us, right?
Ready for your
wonderful.
Call. So, Buzz, you just wait for I'll intro you and Michael intro you once we get the guy on the phone.
All right.
And again, his deal is what? He wants people to smoke weed in church?
No, he wants you to join his church for a fee.
Join his church.
So
to,
if you get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now see, this could have been handy for me 10 years ago.
Yeah.
This ought to be a softball interview.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Hello, Craig.
We'll see how it goes. Come on, man.
He's doing his wacky Asian voice.
Okay. Stand by, please. That's a bong hit. Stand by for Buzz.
What's happening?
And now, on the Westwood One Radio Network, it's time for Green Grass. Here's your host, Buzz Burbank.
Green grass from my window.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us. It's about 28 minutes after 4:20 here on the East Coast. And our next guest is Craig X. Rubin, who I believe is the pastor of a church called Temple 420, the Pope of Pot, they call him. Temple 420 is a church that preaches that the Bible says marijuana is sacred. Thanks for joining us, Craig.
What's happening, Buzz? Hey. I was just communing with the Lord, waiting for you.
I could hear the holy water in the background there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit. Well, let's start with this: the very premise that the Bible says marijuana is sacred. Can you cite that chapter and verse for us?
Well, the very beginning to the end of the Bible, and we're talking about the King James Version.
So the whole book.
The whole book, the very first chapter, Genesis 1:11, says God gave man all the grasses and herbs. And in the very last chapter of the book, Revelation 20.
Did he say grasses and herbs?
Yeah. 12 manner of
is this
fruit,
guy 11 years old?
12 a year. Cannabis.
So he cannot hear Mike or I.
Year,
he does sound 10.
No more dry spots.
So you're saying the whole book.
The healing of all nations.
Right, right. So throughout the book, throughout the good book, it references marijuana as being sacred. And
well,
then
it talks about plants and planting seeds,
right.
Harvest,
and
it's an agricultural.
You got to get his age,
diet.
Buzz.
Marijuana would definitely be a Pastor Craig, may I ask how old you are?
I'm 40.
40 years old. You sound a lot younger than that. What do
keeps
you attribute?
Young, Don.
What do you attribute that to?
Ask him if his balls have dropped yet.
Communing with the Lord, and I have 7 kids.
Ah, well, congratulations to you.
7 kids.
So, what they say about your testosterone count? That not entirely true, then.
Not according to my alignment.
Weren't they all born with some type of horrible birth defect?
Yeah, and, you know, and it could be. I think a lot of the propaganda about marijuana is false, and that's why I'm so for
seven
marijuana.
Kids
I'm on
wives.
A TV show called Weeds on Showtime.
Right, love that show.
Shocked.
Haven't missed an episode.
Shocked.
Awesome. I play the owner of the Medical Marijuana Club.
Oh, good. I look forward to that. I look forward to seeing you. Yeah, I also wanted to ask you about the kind of
high.
Welcome, Buzz. Go ahead.
I want to ask you about the kind of paper that the Bible is printed on. I've noticed that the pages.
Welcome to the segment called Buzz is not really going to be funny. Buzz is just going to like do an informational call with a friend of his.
Well, he cares
but
about
the
this subject.
Bible were on animal scrolls.
I see.
They're going to exchange numbers at the end of this.
Now the loaves and fishes thing that was about the munchies, right?
Tell me once again, I missed what you said.
The loaves and fishes episode, that was about the munchies, right?
Well, obviously those people were hungry, and Jesus wanted to feed them.
I bet this guy's killed a lot of brain cells.
I don't know for sure if you can attribute
He didn't even know what Buzz was talking about when Jesus got all the fish and bread to feed those people.
That's, like I said, part of our temple. We're not creating anything new.
Doesn't sound like a religious man to me.
We're just trying to protect people from being arrested. 866,000 people are arrested every year.
Why'd you ask him about your pet cause, Buzz?
The
whole Tommy Chong thing.
It said hallucinogenic drugs were okay for religious purposes.
I mean, it's your interview. Do whatever you like, Buzz.
That decision, Gonzalez versus Ocentro.
Remember. Yeah.
Yes. That we
do you think he looks anything like that guy in Pulp Fiction who gave Sam
Eric Stoltz.
Who gave Sam Jackson his age?
He's in a bathroom. He's eating breakfast cereal right now.
He's getting high. Phone ringing for 15 times.
I guarantee you the only beard he's got is that right under the lower lip. That's the only beard he's got.
At temple420.org. We'll protect them if anyone gets
he's giving his infomercial. Hey, Buzz, please ask him if he's high right now.
It's good to know.
Protect him on religious grounds.
Yeah, and what about that whole Tommy Chong travesty?
Well, Tommy's a good friend of mine. I wrote about that in my first book, 90210 Grow. It was kind of ridiculous. It was definitely a persecution based on his free speech rights.
Clearly.
He feels like you
do. Clearly, because one of the things they said when they sentenced him was that you, and he was one of 51 people arrested that day and the only one to go to jail.
Right.
And when they sentenced him, they go, well, we have to make an example of you because you've made a career out of making fun of law enforcement. And as a comedian, that's his job.
All right, exactly. Now, I understand you don't, smoking's not allowed inside the church. Under California law, nobody can smoke anything indoors in a public place, at least.
Well, if you get special permits, you can, but we want to have kids and family show up.
Exactly.
So we have this beautiful area that we're eyeing down one church right now in the Hollywood area. It's got a great parking lot that's enclosed, so once people park and come into the church area,
please ask
they
him
could
a
commune
piece
outside right. And yeah, then roll in for the services.
So, Pastor Craig, let me ask you, are you high right now?
Oh, yeah, like I said, I was just commuting, waiting for you guys. I thought you guys are a bunch of stoners, too, because you were supposed to call about a half hour ago.
Running a little behind.
Buzz, yes. We have a phone call. Our callers are calling.
Pastor Craig, we'd like to take some phone calls, if that's okay with you.
I'd love to chat with the people out there.
Let's go.
Who this is going to be?
Hello.
Hey, man, this is Dean.
Turn down your... Joe, you're right in the next room.
Buddy.
You know what?
He's getting some feedback there, so
hold on a second.
Dump that guy.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Why don't we...
The callers seem to have our show on too loud in the background, and it didn't seem to be on delay.
I'd be cranking it also.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let's try that again.
See if we can get that caller back on the line.
Give it another shot.
Let's try another random caller now. Gosh, I hope the caller's named Joe.
Is Joe on the line?
Is he calling back?
He will be.
Unbelievable.
He's a regular caller.
Should be calling any second now.
Talking to Craig Exruman.
Should be calling back.
Temple 420.
We're simply waiting for that call.
And you say that's temple420.com?
Joe.
Temple420.com.org.
Joe.
Temple420.com.org.
Oh, hold on, Buzz.
Stone
here you go.
Dyslexic people.
Let's take...
Here's our caller,
Let's
Craig.
Let's take a random call for Buzz.
Go ahead, caller.
You guys only get one call?
Just one.
Only one. We only have one phone line.
You guys have such a funny show. I listen to some of the clips.
We only have one listener, and here he is. Hello, is All this right. Joe again?
No. I can't even hear it right now, Dad.
Oh.
Right. Not taking this random phone.
I see.
Hold on
your
a second.
Son.
It's my son.
Something you'd like to ask the Pope of Pot?
Not right now.
All right.
Barney, Buzz is interviewing the Pope of Pot right now.
We thought you were going to be a caller named Joe.
A random caller.
Hey, listen, Pope of Pot, hold on a second.
Hang on, Craig.
I got to talk to my real-life kid for
right.
a second. Barney, we're trying to set up this thing. I said to Rob about halfway through this, have Joe call on the request line.
Yeah, and we'll say it's just a random call. It'll be funny because everybody will know it's Joe.
So then what happens is Joe called up, but he had the monitor on so loud in the producer's room. It was like squealing.
Yeah, feedback.
So when I saw the hotline ring,
right.
I thought it was Joe calling, and it turns out, hey, yoke's on me.
Yeah, here's your son calling, and it's unrelated.
So what's happening?
Oh, it wasn't important. I was hoping just to ask Robbie that you give me a call back whenever you get a chance.
All right, as soon as I go to break. I love you. I'll talk to you then.
Okay, no,
okay, I'll call you right back. Bye-bye.
Rob, have Don call Bart.
Don, call Bart.
Thanks.
Okay.
Hey, Rob.
We have yes?
Did you tell Don to call Bart back?
Oh, I meant to. Maybe in the break.
I'll ask Buzz.
Let's go back to the Buzz Show with the Prince of Pot on the, the Pope of Pot on the phone.
That's right.
I got a bunch of kids, too. I understand, guys.
How many wives do you have those kids with?
Two wives.
Yeah.
And the second one's a beautiful little Asian woman. She's in the Philippines right now.
Ah, congratulations.
Recruiting others?
Recruiting the women. Kind of bring back some male brides, I guess.
Let's see if we can take a call. I believe the caller,
finally
the
ready
caller
for
is
the call.
Finally on the phone. Hello?
Hey. Huh? Hey, it's Joe.
Hey, Joe, go ahead. What's your question for Pastor Craig?
Hey, Patrick.
Pastor.
Right.
What's happening, Joe?
Patrick Craig.
Joe.
Oh, my question.
Yes, please.
About Pope. Hey, Pope. Tell us about pot in the Bible.
That's already been asked.
He already addressed that, Joe, but thanks for the call.
Let's take another call.
Try another call.
Let's take another call. Hello, The Buzz Show.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Brad. Can I talk to Greg?
Yes, hi, Brad. Go ahead. You're on the air with
Craig.
It's Craig.
Craig.
Right, Fred. Anyway, What do you put in your water?
Yeah, you use anything special? Or do you just use tap water, Craig, for that bong?
Good question, caller. Thank you.
I like to use Arrowhead. I hope they send me some free water for the
pool. Let's take the finest water. Then.
Hello.
Another call from another random listener.
Don and Mike show. Hello. I mean Buzz show. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Mike Sprouse.
Go ahead, Mike. You got a question for the Pope of Pot?
Yeah, Pope. Do you listen to Queensryche when you're high?
Hey, man. No, I usually like to listen to Bob Marley or the new Jewish guy who does the rap.
All right, let's
good choice.
Got any more phone calls?
Now the line is ringing like crazy.
Of course they are. They're on fire.
Hello, you're on the air with Buzz and the Pope of Pod. Who's this?
This is Cakes.
All right, Cakes.
Hey, Cakes. What's happening, Cakes?
Pope.
God bless you, brother.
What do you like, Northern Lights or Mexican or the brown or the emerald?
There you go,
I only puff the finest, Koosh.
Thank you.
Koosh in the
Koosh, baby.
Thank you, Connor. Buzz, I think we have time for one more.
Very good. One more call?
You are red hot today.
Yeah, let's take it.
Let the callers.
Love this. You get a good response today, Pope.
Absolutely.
Hello, Buzz Show.
Who's Pope? This caller?
This is Sumner.
Sumner. Hey, long time, Sumner.
You have a question?
Thanks for calling back. What's your question for Craig?
Ben Sumner.
This is an old man. I used to smoke pot in the 1940s.
Right?
And back then, we'd go to jail for a long time.
Yeah, still do, actually, in many
cases. You owe us a debt of attitude, gratitude, young man.
Thanks for being a pioneer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sumner.
Thank you for your service to our bluntry.
Thank you
for our bluntry.
Hold on.
My granny Annie was a big puffer. I used to smoke weed with my grandmother
big
and her
puffer.
That's Everyone nice. Knows. That is nice.
You know, I've never seen you get this many calls on a segment, Buzz.
Well, amazing.
It's a very hot topic.
With only one phone line operating.
This touches a lot of American homes.
Let's take one more call. Hello. Last call, absolutely, for the Buzz segment.
Yes, this is Tony.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tony. How you doing?
I'd like to ask the Pope, yes? Does it help you concentrate when you're working on your job?
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Yeah, when I'm taking care of the people and they like need some help, when I smoke my weed.
Joe, you should do your British accent, really.
So I can help myself to help them.
Yeah.
Because part of being the Pope is blessing people.
Right.
And if I feel good after communing with the Lord,
that
then I can make people better.
Thank you, caller.
And
inspires from overseas.
Inspires your sermons, right?
One more call.
Definitely. That's why I'm
One more. We're coming up on traffic and weather together. We got one more call. Hello?
We have an international call coming through.
One quick call. Quickly, caller. Go ahead.
This is Michael Hughes.
Yes, Michael. You have a question?
Yes.
Comment?
Hold on, please. Would you go tell him?
Yes.
Please.
Is that a legitimate caller?
No, that was a gag caller.
I think we got one gag call there.
You know, we had one of those.
My gag slipped in again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Every once in a while, we get a goofy caller. Let's see. We only have,
Temple420.com.
Let's see if we get one more call for Buzz. Hello.
I think we have our international line open now.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hello, caller. Thanks,
hey, mate.
Thanks for calling across the big drink. What's your question?
Let me see. Oh,
the Queen's English.
Do you ever smoke any of the stuff we get over here in England?
It's the most pathetic English accent I've ever heard, mate.
Not too high.
What are you, high?
We go over to Amsterdam and we score right there, just like you.
Right on. Smoking cones, drinking lagers. All right with you then.
With the Jägermeister and a shot of the tequila and a little...
Wow.
Know what I mean?
Thank
wink,
you.
Wink.
Oh, I hear you.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Bye. Bye. Well, Buzz, that'll do it. You can wind things up if you like.
I'd like to thank Pastor Craig, the Pope of Pot from Temple 420 at temple420.com. Craig, we will look for you on the Showtime series Weeds, and I can't wait to get out of Los Angeles and take in one of your services.
You got it. Come on out. We'll make sure that you get hooked up with the finest.
Thanks, Craig.
Hold on a second. Our producer needs to talk to you. Thank you. And,
take care.
And now we'll see.
That was a fascinating interview, Buzz.
It sure was.
Many good callers.
That's great. What helped, really. The questions from the callers. Great. Always the best part of the segment.
You have a good time? How do you think it went? I thought it was fine. I look forward to heading out and sparking up with you.
Rob,
where did he hear that?
I will call. Thanks, and God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
Sparking up.
He had a blast.
He did?
Good. Yeah.
Good for him.
Good.
Knew he would.
And how about, you know, I love yelling at him. But this is like when your three-legged dog does something right, finally.
Yes, yes, he got it right. Hey. Took him a while, but he got it right.
Where's Hello.
Hey, three-legged dog.
Nice
hey,
job, Joe.
Thank
That's
you, Joe.
Funnier than a three-legged dog, I'll tell
Thank
you what.
You, Joe.
Joe played all the callers, by the way, for those of you
Joe.
Who couldn't tell.
Yes. Thank you, Buzz, for pulling back the curtain on that one. Thank you, because we had no idea that was Joe every time.
A lot of people were fooled, Don.
Yeah. Because he's just standing in line to take Mike's spot.
You want to hear my William Devane?
Yes. Let's hear it, Joe.
This is William Devane. How are you today, Tim?
That's perfect.
Watch for them to write about you in the Baltimore Sun, Joe.
Reason.
You know, you got to congratulate both Buzz and Joe for this, and it'll give them a good reason to go celebrate this evening.
All right, goodbye to both of you.
Good day.
I mean, well, not you, Buzz. You're still here.
Yeah,
you know, goodbye to him. So,
bye, Joe.
Green Grass by Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
That's right. And I think we proved one thing by interviewing that guy.
What?
If you smoke weed, you'll always sound like you're 12 years old. Fantastic. The guy was 40.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, man. Hey,
good
Diamond.
To know.
Hey, Diamond.
How's it going? Hey, Diamond, look at how buff I am.
It's Bird Weiss on weed.
Hey, fantastic job, Diamond. Come on out to the Church of Pot.
Hey, little buddy.
Yeah. My grandmother was a big puffer, too, man. Used to get high with her. Thanks for calling, man. Out here in L.A., man. Yeah, those people. Those fascists trying to run us out of our church, man.
Right. Hey, don't forget, if you go to a penguin feather head shop, you can get an actual bong. It has a plaque. It says, used by Jack Diamond, mix 1073.
Spark it up, Diamond. Thanks so much. Yeah,
hi,
man.
Hey, rat boy.
Look at my muscles.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet. Thank
and
you.
Thank you, Joe. And thank you, whoever the guy was. You plugged his website,
Master
right?
Craig. Yeah.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.